Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We might as well say he's on the hotline, even though he's on a headset right in front of us. Former Plum standout, West Virginia standout, NFLer, Barstool Sports. He's got a long resume.
Yep.
And tonight, he's number one in your program, number one on the jersey for
yep.
your Washington Wild Things, Pat McAfee.
Let's go, Things.
Let's go.
Let's go, Things. I just learned the chant.
It is good. Let's go, Things. I thought you might have made it up.
No, they told me Let's go, Things. I'm very excited to be here. I used to drive past this place all the time, going to WVU. I played for Beadling. I was over in this area a little bit.
Beadling Soccer Club. I didn't think I'd hear that today.
Yeah. I used to be a Beadling guy, but I used to drive past the stadium all the time, and getting a chance to play with these guys tonight is going to be a blast.
So you played in the NFL, which everybody knows. Mm-hmm. You're flying nice. The accommodations are nice. You private jetted here, though. I mean, this is big time. This is...
Yeah.
Sole focus of the attention tonight is you.
Yeah.
How much pressure compared to your average NFL game?
Well, a lot of people expecting failure here. A lot of people expecting failure out of me. I've got a lot of baseball friends who told me that if I even make contact, I should be excited. So there's a lot of expectation for failure. The plane ride in was strictly due to laziness. I didn't want to drive.
Fair enough.
That's strictly because of that. But it's one of those things where I don't feel any pressure at all. I've never played baseball a day in my life before. Never. So it's like, if anything good happens here, it's good. If I do well, they'll be like, oh, he's an ex-professional athlete. If I don't, they'll be like, oh, he's a punter. So it's literally like, it's just no, there's no win, no lose in this thing. I'm just here to have a good time.
You're batting ninth, I think they said.
Well, second. I'm taking the first round off, and I'm batting lead off for the second round.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
More nervous about being digging in and facing probably 90 miles an hour or more.
Yeah.
Or being out in the field and somebody hits a screaming line, like a sinking line drive in your direction.
And they got a lot of lefties, too. So they said that the pitcher told me, like, straight up, he's like, hey, listen, like, let's take this a little serious here, right? They got a lot of lefties. There's going to be a lot of balls pulled in your direction. I was like, I got you. I'm not as nervous as the outfield. Now, granted, one could, like, hit off my head and give him a home run, like something like that. Something terrible.
A Jose Canseco.
Yes, like a viral, terrible situation could definitely happen. But I think in the batter's box is really what the most anxiety is for right now. Because the guy's going to throw 91. He's got a hose, I guess. And I can't wait to see what happens.
How did you grow up and never play baseball?
Yeah, my dad hated it. I don't know
really?
What. My dad chose soccer over baseball. Yeah, he never played soccer in his whole life or baseball. Yeah, I think, remember, that was back whenever the Pirates had that 20-year run of being terrible.
Yeah.
So it was one of those things where I think they pissed my dad off so much that he was like, none of my kids will ever do this. Because me and my brother both never.
Wiffle ball? Stickball?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Not even in
never a bat?
That's hardcore, man.
Never. Well, my neighborhood, we played a lot of, we had street football, telephone pole to telephone pole, and then we played in some backyards. We always played football. We played kickball, which was good. We played kick the can thing, little thing happened, but baseball wasn't really something we ever did. So I never, ever played.
So,
to be honest, it's a pretty cool little situation.
What's the protocol here? We had the Wild Things catcher with us, and he said if it was him doing the catching, you would get nothing but fastballs down the middle. That's the kosher thing to do here. Are you expecting that?
That's what everybody – so Dallas Braden is a guy who's also on Barstool Sports. He had a perfect game, I forget how many years ago, but he was a pitcher, right? And he's a bit of a wild personality. He almost fist fought A-Rod at one point in his career. I mean, he's a wild animal. He called into my show, and he said that the baseball community will judge this pitcher very hard if he doesn't just throw straight gas at me. Like, if he doesn't think his fastball can beat me, then they're going to judge him. But for me, if I'm that guy, I'm probably trying to break me. I'm trying to –
If he throws you a first pitch slider, you're sitting dead red on his heat. You're going to miss by 4 feet.
Exactly. If this guy's a showman and he does like a curveball or a slider or something, and he makes me fall over, like that's something that could very much happen tonight.
Will you go after him if he comes high and tight?
So that's the boys in the clubhouse. The boys in the clubhouse were putting me all these questions. They're putting it on me.
Because you're built, I have to say.
Yeah, I'm 255 pounds, so I feel pretty good right now. I've been working out a lot harder than when I was in the league.
Did you get iced in the clubhouse, though?
As soon as I got here, yeah, they gave me a raspberry Smirnoff ice. I had to take that down to show
that.
Did they take the edge off a little?
Edge? What do you mean? I'm always on edge. That's all I do. I got the juice all the time. I feel pretty good. But the Smirnoff Ice went down quick and smooth, and hopefully that's a sign of successful things to come tonight.
Will you have more of those before your first at bat?
No, I want to do well.
Take it serious. He's out there.
Who's to say he won't do better?
Well, see, when I do stand-up, I attempt to finish a bottle of wine during my show. So, like, that's an easy way.
That's classy, though.
Yeah, it's like a sand minute things that happen. Like,
yeah.
So if you're at any of my shows, you're watching a bottle of wine, that's about how much of the show is left.
Now, is this like Boone's Farm you're going after, or are you putting something nice up there?
No, it's nothing nice. No, it's nothing. It's a Pinot Grigio.
Franzia.
Yeah, it's straight out of Walgreens.
Slap the bag.
Yeah. We got a little bag smacking happening by.
Can you guys explain what he had in the clubhouse? What was it again?
It's malt liquor.
It's an ice. Yeah.
It's Smirnoff Ice. Bros Ice and Bros.
A lot of people judge it, but it tastes good. It went down smooth. I haven't been iced in
years.
I'll be honest. I didn't know it was still a thing.
I didn't know either.
I thought it was like a 2011 type thing.
Still here. Just happened. I just saw it. I just seen it. I was on the receiving end of it. Yeah, they just have ice sitting around the clubhouse, I guess. Great follow-up question there by you.
He's the journalist.
I had the same question, by the way. I was like, do you guys just have these on deck ready to go? What do we got going on here? I'm pretty excited for tonight, though.
What is the greatest punt, individual punt, that has ever been kicked in NFL history? Because I have one in my mind that I think is the best. It was a lucky punt. But I have one. I want to see what you say.
I'm not sure. That's a really good question. I mean, Steve Weatherford had quite a night when in the Super Bowl against the New England Patriots in Indianapolis. I think he had like 5 inside the 10 or something like that, which is a big night.
You had a 68-yard punt in a playoff game, yes?
I go big.
69 would have been nice.
69 would have been nice. I didn't get a lot of good rolls in my career, to be honest with you.
So this one was straight 68 yards pretty much?
Yeah, it was a touchback too, I think, if I do recall right. It was from the 32 and I put it over the guy's head, put it in the touchback. Yeah, so it only netted 48, which is a real shame. Hall of Fame numbers.
Randall Cunningham's is the one I was thinking of. You're familiar with that video where he gets like a 90-yard punt to his credit?
Yeah, at the Meadowlands, I think.
Yeah, and it just hit that brick turf and kept bouncing. I would imagine he never wants to be called upon to punt again. Keep that career average right where it is.
Well, that's just like here. If I go out there the first time and I get a hit, I'm going to ride right off into the bleachers here and enjoy dollar pint night, batting 1,000 for my entire life. That's what I'm going to do.
Independent League Hall of Famer, Pat McAfee.
You're damn right. I'll be waiting for that plaque.
Josh Miller retired
with
158.3 passer rating, 1-for-1 on that pass to Chris Hope.
Yeah.
And his only career tackle was Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
You got anything to match that?
I got a lot to match that. I mean, I was the only reason why we scored against the Steelers on Thanksgiving Day. My passer rating on Thanksgiving Day is perfect. I have 100% completion percentage on Thanksgiving games. No big deal against the Pittsburgh Steelers. If it wasn't for Antonio Brown, Eric Swope scores a touchdown on that fake punt. I have a touchdown against Mike Tomlin in my hometown Pittsburgh Steelers on Thanksgiving, the biggest turkey bowl in history. We go on to lose by 30 points that day. Nothing happened. No big deal. I have tackles on a couple different people, but I'm nowhere near the legend of Josh Miller, and I think we can all agree with that for sure.
I didn't expect all that.
I know he went on with you, right, for Barstool after he left.
Hilarious.
Okay. Throw down you're the better punter of the two, yes?
Yes, that's not a question either. Josh would never question that either.
Okay, I want to make sure.
He might
text me right now and say, that's bunker.
Josh knows that. Everybody knows that, too. That's not even really a question. Josh,
wait, play that again, Craig.
Hey, how guys, how you doing? I'm Josh. I'm the punter tonight.
Josh is hilarious.
Josh
is a funnier human than I. I'll say that. He's funnier than I am.
But
he was nowhere near the punter that I was.
It was weird, and we can't obviously go down this road here. Obviously, we can't work blue on terrestrial radio. It was very weird to hear clips of him working blue with
hilarious.
You. We were blown away by what he had to say.
So every time I talk to Josh Miller, I get a chance. I listened to him growing up on DVE. He was the first punter that I ever knew had a personality. I loved him on DVE. Absolutely loved him. My dad and I listened every single day, basically. I've always been a big Josh Miller fan. So then I got a chance to meet him. Every conversation you have with him, he's hysterical. So it's like he's never not funny.
Very quick.
All the time, too. He's always on. And so I've been very lucky for this blossoming friendship with him. And I get a chance to hear him, like, speak for real instead of this FCC crap you guys got to deal with.
I blew out his house once. He had me over for dinner. I used 3 different bathrooms. I was having a horrible night, and he never invited me back.
You could have at least been a gentleman and stayed in one. Couldn't you just ruin one of them, Stark?
Well, no, because on the way – well, you've seen his house.
Yeah, he lives
good. It's bigger than Heinz Field.
Yeah, he lives good. Us punters make a pretty good little living, and it's not a bad little gig.
And then you get your toilet blown out by your co-host.
3 of them.
He's
probably got 7 toilets.
You want to talk about a Hall of Fame performance.
Exactly. I didn't even get to 50% of them.
I'll tell you what, your butthole deserves to get a little bit of a nod there for a little.
A plaque.
Yeah, plaque. What I'm looking to get here in this Indy League, guys.
All right, Barstool Sports, the Colts,
yep.
West Virginia,
yep.
Plum High School, yes, Pat sir. McAfee. I need you to do one more thing. The main reason we're down here is because our producer, Craig Riley, who lives out in Plum, but he went to Gateway. Sorry. Okay. He is a huge, Dutch. Huge. He is a P1, we would call it, for Barstool Sports. He just loves you guys. He loves you. He is the main reason. He was the impetus to think to get the wheels turning on us being out here.
Yeah.
Can you say something clean but funny that rips Craig down the line because he can hear you?
No, I think Craig is an absolute gentleman. It's obviously he has a very good brain, much bigger than your guys'. He likes Barstool for a reason. We're just a raw, unfiltered, hilarious bunch of people who suck at just about everything. Tonight I'm trying to make a play, trying to do something special. The fact that he moved from Gateway to Plum, very suspect move, because we all go to Monroeville when we're in Plum for everything. So Craig seems to be a bit of a dummy, but he's got good taste, and that's really all that matters.
He's Pat McAfee, and he's going to try to get a hit and play
home
the
run.
Outfield.
Not just a hit, guys.
Thank you, Pat.
Dingers only night at Wild Things Park.
Hey, good sell by you. That's a very good sell by you. Cut a promo, cuz.
It's almost like I'm a radio professional.
Huh!
Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet and McMurray. First Responder and Customer Appreciation Day is going on month. The sun is shining on Pat McAfee right now at Wild Things wow. Park. Will it be in 2 hours' time?
You are a pro.
We'll be back talking about whatever. I can't even decide coming up next.
You are good.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.